Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the third day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Gimel, Masechta Yoma, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Vav. After learning in the previous Mishnah that on Yom Kippur some people are allowed to eat if that's dangerous, if they won't, now we're going to learn about other cases where one is allowed to give things that are also to eat to someone if it's a case of Sakana. Misha Chazabulmas, a person who's been seized by faintness, or a very, very great weakness of the body because of hunger. And it's life-threatening. Machilinoise, we give him to eat, even things that are osir, like meat that's not been shechted, treifa things, shkotzim, masim, even whatever, things that are totally treif, if there's nothing mutter around. Until his eyes open up. Because with bulimus, with this type of disease that occurs from fasting or from hunger, it causes his eyes to become dark. He can't see properly. So we keep on eating it, feeding him until he can see. The Mishnah wants to tell us that you shouldn't wait until you find something mutter. Give him whatever you've got, even if it's osa. The quicker the better. A person who's been bitten by a rabid dog, and that's sakana nefashes, for a person that's life-threatening. Don't give him to eat from the liver of that dog, or from the diaphragm of that dog. Because even though some people apparently use this remedy, it's not a proven remedy, and one should not give something that's very doubtful if it'll be of effect. Rabbi Masya ben Chorosh Matir, he permits it. He says, yes, one can give from the liver of the dog because according to his opinion, it's a refuah gemara. It's a proven remedy. Some explain that what Rashi means is not really that medicinally it's actually a proven remedy, but what's proven is the fact that since people think that it'll help, psychologically it could help, it could save his life, even though medically that there's no proven science for it. He says further, if a person is got a sore throat, some have the girsa, he's got a sore mouth or teeth, that means that the gums are starting to rot, and there's a fear that the rot could spread through the throat and further down the body. One is allowed to put medicine for such a person, or he's allowed to put medicine in his mouth. You don't have to worry about any chil Shabbos here. Mipnei shehu spek nevashes. Because this type of internal injury involves a suffix, a danger to his life, could spread to his body, the rest of his body, and put him in a state of sakana. V'chol sefek nevashes dechas haShabbos. And any suffix of a life-threatening issue, we have to desecrate the Shabbos. We machal Shabbos to do it. The Gemara learns it out of the pasuk. Ushmartim eschukoisai v'smishpotai asher yasa oisam adam v'chai bahem. It says in Vayikra Perek Yudches, you shall keep my chukim mishpotim, the man should do them and live through them. Then the Gemara learned v'chai bahem, one should live through these mitzvahs, not to die. And Rashi explains that when it says not to die, it means that one should not even come to a suffix of dying. One should live a definite living. In other words, v'chai b'hem, make sure that you're going to live. And if there's any suffix of it, y'machal Shabbos, even a suffix and a fashas, a sagan safashas. Mishnah Zayin. Here we're going to learn how far-reaching one is to desecrate the Shabbos or the Yom Tov, even for a very, very remote chance that one can save a life. Misha Nofalolov Mapoilis, the person over whom he was buried under a landslide. Sovak Usham, Sovak Enisham. We don't even know if this Jewish person is there or not, or he's been or he's not there. Sovak Chai, Sovak Mais. Even if he's there, we're not sure, it could be he's dead. Sovak Nachri, Sovak Yisrael. And even if there is someone there, maybe it's not even a Jew there. In all these cases, nevertheless, Mefakchin Olovis Agal. One opens up or uncovers all the pile of stones, you dig him out and you search for him. Shabbos, Yom Kippur, whatever the day it may be. Metzu'uhu chai, if they find him alive, even though they can only save him for another few minutes, doesn't matter, for a short time. But if they found him alive, then keep on digging and take him out. Mfakirin alof, you will complete the job of opening up that pile of stones to get him alive, no matter how short his life may still be. V'imais, if they find him dead, yanichu, then they leave him. They don't continue. Now, even though we say in other hadlachas and other circumstances, such as where there's a fire, it says you're allowed to save a body. Normally a body is mukta, a dead body on Shabbos, but you can save a dead body from the fire on Shabbos. And here they say no. Once he's dead, leave him under the landslide. What's the difference? When it comes to a fire, the Chacham were worried that in the panic of a person over the body that he might come to put out the fire. So therefore they said, let him take out the body, let him take out the mace. Here, however, there's no chashash, they weren't worried that you're going to come to a Nisa Torah to save, that therefore you shouldn't matir, you should be allowed to take to keep on uncovering the pile of stones. So for that reason, they say, if he's dead, leave him there. The Gemara also adds the following, and that is that if at the time they're checking the person under the landslide and they found him, they're checking him from his head down, that means they reached his nose and they found that he was not breathing, no more bidika, no more searching is required. If, however, they found him there, they're searching him from the body, from the bottom upwards, so that means they found him by his feet and they kept on checking further up the body till the heart and they found that he's dead, you cannot, or the heart stopped beating, that's not yet a reason to stop. Go till the nose. The nose is the best sign. And this is because it says in the Pasuk, in Bereishis, Koil asher nishmas ruach chayim ve'apov, all those who have the spirit of, or the breath of life in their nostrils. From here, this Pasuk tells us the ikir chayis, the main life of the person, is through the nose. Furthermore, the Gemara learns that if there are many people under the Mapoilus, under that landslide, and the whole top layer of people may be dead, chas v'shalom, nevertheless, you keep on searching underneath it, because the fact that the top layer of people are dead is not a sign that underneath there could be people who are still alive.